Hi, folks. This is Jack Spirko with another edition of the Survival Podcast. As always, one man's view of the changing world, the changing times, the things that we can all do to live a better life. If times get tough, or even if they don't dictate it, as always, during my 50-mile commute between Arlington and Frisco, Texas. Today is Wednesday, May the 6th. This is episode 195 of the Survival Podcast. So getting close to 200 times now, I have traveled down the road or occasionally sat in my home, very occasionally, and we have discussed various issues about living a better life if times get tough, or even if they don't. We've discussed modern survival philosophy. We have discussed politics. We have discussed economics. We have discussed the threats around the world, and we have discussed the threats in your backyard. And the show has grown enormously because of you, the listener, and I try to say this often, and it's probably still not often enough. I thank every single one of you that's taken any moment of your time to listen to my show, and I really thank those of you who have told anybody else about it, because you've made the show the success that it's been, and I will always be grateful. And even when I get angry and I snap out and I say something that you take personally, understand it's not about you. It's just about the fact that this show is about my view, which is another way of saying my opinion, and I at all times reserve the right to be wrong. And when I present something to you as my opinion and you disagree with it and think I'm wrong, then you're entitled to that disagreement. And when I present something to you as fact because I've cited a source, and then I find out that source was wrong, or I was mistaken, or I didn't remember it right because I was driving down the road, I usually come back and correct it and tell you where I was wrong. And I'm happy to admit it. And when you point out to me factually where I'm wrong, I generally do the same thing. So you're welcome to disagree, and please don't ever get upset just because I said something you don't like, because if you listen to this show long enough, I'm going to say something you don't like, and indeed that may happen today. What we're going to talk about today is a little thing that I said yesterday that's prompted quite a few emails to me. Here's what I said yesterday. I said, I was talking about modern survival philosophy and all of the things that we do and where this show comes from and the angle that it comes from, you know, all that good stuff. Staying out of debt, understanding how to reduce your tax burden, those pragmatic things like that. And I was also talking about more conventional survival topics, storing food, growing your own food, setting up redundant and alternative energy sources, all the stuff that we generally talk about with survivalism, again, from the pragmatic to the more, I guess, conventional survivalistic topics in the minds of most people. And I said somewhere in the middle of that show, if you keep doing this stuff long enough, you might just figure out what being a libertarian is all about, and sooner or later, it's going to turn you into a libertarian, even if you don't realize you've become one. And I had people say, what the heck are you talking? What do you mean? Is this like those Hulu commercials where, you know, it's like all the actors. I don't know if you've seen the Hulu commercial. Hulu is a place where you can watch TV shows on the internet, like complete episodes and all different TV shows. And they have these commercials going on with actors that are saying, well, we're actually aliens and we're using TV to rot your mind. And it's a big joke. And it's to promote the fact that you can now watch TV while you're on the internet doing something else. So, you know, is that what you're talking about? Are you doing some kind of subversive thing here to convert people secretly to libertarians? Absolutely not. And I'll explain everything in just a second as soon as we get through our house cleaning. House cleaning today. Number one, if you think you get more than 25 cents in value out of every episode of the Survival Podcast, consider joining the Member Support Brigade. You will get exclusive content only available to members. There is a badge on the website, thesurvivalpodcast.com, where you can join the Member Support Brigade, and I always put a link in the show notes as well for those that are interested in doing that. Also, check out our sponsors. Check out Ready Made Resources. They're a great sponsor. They have some really cool stuff, great pricing, great reputation online. Just absolutely stand-up guys, and they're a great sponsor, and they help make doing the show possible. Next thing, Region 5's Big Bug Out Camp Out Get-Together is getting very, very close. Please consider coming on down, and yes, if you live outside of Region 5, you are still welcome. You are welcome to come from Australia if you really want to come that far just to eat beans and barbecue with Dan Tanner and me. Anyway, let's let it go there today and be brief with the house cleaning and move on to today's topic and this little statement that I made. Absolutely not. It's not that the Survival Podcast is my secret plot to turn you into a libertarian. In fact, I don't really talk that much about politics anymore. I do on occasion. I talked about it quite a bit in the beginning because we were coming up to an election. And there was a lot of news out there and a lot of things that were going on and there were decisions people were making. And it was a hot topic. Right now, we've got an ass clown of a president that's replaced a prior ass clown of a president. So let me say that again so that those of you that are married to either one of these guys and think when I say something bad about the other, I'm supporting. We have an ass clown of a president who has been replaced by a previous ass clown of a president. There's my libertarian bent. What we've had going on here is a deliberate destruction of the Constitution, our liberties, and the free market. And